And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Sean Pendergast joining us coming up next segment at the end, the bottom of the hour. He is live at West Palm Beach. Think you got a drink in him?
I would think so, yes.
In that recliner.
I'd be highly disappointed if not. Now, Sean's been at a little local watering hole somewhere.
Right, somewhere.
Yeah. He's a local watering hole kind of guy.
He is. I saw him. He was taking off when we were in New Orleans, just finding him somewhere at some local spot.
He's got to get rolling a little bit earlier than most because he's got to get in bed because he's got that early show. So he's literally the, I would say, first guy to happy hour. A couple of hours, he's gone. Yeah.
Come on, Sean.
All right, I said this on the other side, and you on the Jim Adler, the Texas Hammer text line, can text in 713-572-4610. Those of you on YouTube and Twitch as well. If it was posed to you how important it is that Diggs is back, what's the word you would use to describe it? Pivot. Another injury is waiting to happen is what someone said, and then Ocho just made bull and the S word one. made that just one word. Your thoughts on that? Marcus Spears, NFL, ESPN on NFL Live, had his thoughts on what it should be if Diggs should return and how important he thinks that could be.
Marcus Spears, Houston doesn't have a ton of cap room. How much should they prioritize bringing back Diggs?
I think it should be a heavy priority. Tank Dell would have been that guy. Obviously, the injury history is something that you have to pay attention to. You also think about the way that Stephon Diggs plays the receiver position. A very, very coordinated wide receiver, understands routes, understands how to get in and out of breaks. And you couple that with C.J. Stroud's ability to be a precision passer, I think it's a great combination. Obviously, we know Nico Collins is the number one guy on that football team. But to have a complimentary two, like a Stephon Diggs, who at one time we was in the conversation for being the best wide receiver in the NFL, I definitely think that they should explore it.
All right. Listen, man, I'm a big Marcus Spears fan. I just can't get with him on this one. I think the position, another receiver, hell, maybe even two, but at the very least, another receiver is a priority for this football team. You cannot depend on when you can factor in when Tank Dell will be back, right? And as we've talked about it, after that, you're looking at John Metchie and Xavier Hutchinson. And I don't think you can depend on that as just being your twos and threes. So I think the position is, but I can't get with him, and I think there may be some others who believe in that too. I can't get with him though in saying that both are true, that both the position is a priority and that that player is a priority. I just don't get the feel that it's a need to have Stephon Diggs back as much as it is a need to fill that position. And I don't think both of them are needs.
No, I don't think that Stephon Diggs should be made a priority. I'll be clear. I would not mind if Stephon Diggs was back in the fold here. Obviously has great chemistry with C.J. Stroud and clearly is a good fit in that two or three role, depending on how he comes back off of this, the knee injury. Like we don't know anything about that. My problem with Steph Diggs is Steph does not strike me as a guy nor do the actions of him or the Texans last year with his contract. None of that strikes me as a guy that's all of a sudden going to make a team-friendly deal for the next 2 or 3 years. Steph Diggs strikes me as a guy that was willing to move a 3-year deal into a 1-year deal, get a couple of extra million on the front end of that, to make it $22 million, I believe. And then the plan was for him to hit free agency. Nick Caserio all but said that when he came, when he was on Payne and Pendergast show last week. He all but said, basically, part of the plan was, or the agreement was, we're going to push all this money. We're going to take a 3-year deal, turn it into a 1-year deal. We're going to give you a couple extra $1 million, and then all of a sudden on the back end of it, we're going to let you test the market. We're not going to try to re-sign you. We're not going to expect you to re-sign before. You're going to hit the market, see what the value is. None of that screams to me that Steph Diggs is going to give a team-friendly deal. Steph's going to go get, he wanted one more time to hit the market. Now, unfortunately, he got hurt, so it's not going to be the, it's not going to be as easy. Well, yes, it's not going to be the lick, and it's not going to be as easy as he thought it was going to be. But nonetheless, I say all that to say, if it's the right number, hey, I'm all in on Steph Diggs. But I believe at the wide receiver position, there are options, a lot of options right now in free agency for good threes or so-so twos in the wide receiver market. And you don't have to, I don't think you have to pay anywhere near what you're going to have to pay Stephon Diggs coming off of a knee injury and the year before that basically getting shown the door in Buffalo. So I think there are other options that are less expensive, and I do believe this. I think this is a position where if I'm the Texans, I would strongly consider using one of my top two draft picks to go get a wide receiver.
Yeah.
That's where I'm at with that. There's a lot of options at that 2/really good 3 wide receiver veteran, and then use a draft pick, and now you got guys that are competing. And if that draft pick hits, then you got a guy that could be a 2, and whoever you paid a little bit of money to could be the 3, and you got a really good situation with Tank Dell coming back at some point. Now you are absolutely loaded at the wide receiver position. I don't know that I overspend or make it a priority to overspend for Steph Diggs for any reason.
He is still a good player, and you can see how, and I get what Marcus is talking about, Clint. You can see how his skill set and what he can do can fit with what the Texans may need on the other side of Nico Collins. But he is 31 coming off of a ACL that he played 8 games in coming to you. And that to me is just not priority.
Let me ask you, it sounds good coming from Spears. I get it. He watches a lot of film, and that whole crew does a lot of work behind the scenes, a lot of due diligence. But let me ask y'all, I'll ask all y'all, anybody out there, did Steph Diggs do anything last year when he was healthy where you were like, that's a difference maker? That's why you go pay $22 million to Steph Diggs. Did Steph Diggs do anything at any point last year, even remotely close to some of the stuff that you see Nico do, and you're like, damn, Nico, how'd you come back and get that ball? Damn, Nico, how'd you get open? Damn, Nico, how you so hard? How you so difficult to get on the ground? How you breaking so many tackles? Did Steph Diggs do anything in the time that he was healthy that put you in that position?
Yeah, I didn't feel like there was any moments where I remember, that was a game changer, right? You could even see when the injury happened to Nico, it didn't, like, he didn't all of a sudden turn into that one that needed to be. Now, some will blame the scheme.
Sure, that's fine.
And blame other things.
Sure, blame the scheme. Buffalo, had their foot in the middle of his back on the way out of the door, too. I mean, if you want to do that, that's fine.
Whatever. Anybody else's fingers hurt?
Yeah. It's just the reality of the situation.
Oh, how? Yep. You're right. They come back to Ohio. You've just earned extra duty as well, Stephon Diggs.
Now your back's going to hurt because you just pulled landscaping duty.
Sure did, Stephon Diggs, didn't you? Another one from Napoleon, or a.k.a. Hal. He just went, boy, the stuff he's going to be saying to Tyreek Hill.
Beware of Bobby.
God, boy, when Bobby gets out there to Tua, that's what we're going to hear when old Hal gets out there. What did you say, Tua?
You can trouble me for a warm glass of shut the hell up.
You just have a little nice warm glass, huh?